Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive nature and history revealing the inner landscape as depicted in Sangam literary work Natchinai 167, penned by an anonymous poet. The verse is set in the coastal regions of Naidal and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the singer-messenger refusing to accept the messenger's words of appeasement. கருங்கோட்டு புன்னை குடக்கு வாங்கு பெருஞ்சினை விருந்தின் வெண்குருகு ஆர்ப்பின் ஆ ஐ வன்மகள் நாளவை பரிசில் பெற்ற பண் அமை நெடுந்தேர் பாணியின் ஒளிக்கும் தன்னந்துறைவன் தூதொடும் வந்த பயன்தெறி பணுவல் பைதீர்பான நின்வாய் பணிமொழி களையா பல்மான் புதுவி ஞாழலோடு புன்னை தா அம் மணம் கமல் காணல் மான்நலம் இழந்த இறையேர் இயல்வளை குருமகள் பிறையே திருநுதல் பாய பசப்பே. Welcome to the seaside, proclaims Karungottu Punnai, those ubiquitous laurelwood trees with black trunks. Shortly thereafter, there's the phrase Virundin Venkurugu, meaning visiting white birds. What's quaint about this phrase is the word Virundu, a feast that's prepared more often for a guest. This word in connection with birds suggests that these are migratory birds that do not live here and have come to these plentiful shores only to feed. Then we turn our attention to Aai, the name of a generous Sangam king, also called as Aai Andiran. Nalavai refers to the court of kings where poets and craftsmen arrive to display their talent and earn gifts of Parisil. That compact word for a flower, V, makes an appearance in connection with Nyalalodu Punnai, meaning screw pine and laurelwood trees. The verse finishes by touching upon Kurumagal, a young girl, and her Tirunudal, the fine forehead. Let's move on from glimpses to the full picture. The man and lady were leading a happy married life when the man took to keeping the company of courtesans. The lady is angered by this action of the man and suffers inconsolably. One day, the man, wanting to return to his home, sends the singer as his messenger to the lady. The confidant intercepts him and says, "On the dark trunk Punnai, with long branches curving upwards, the visiting white seabird sings aloud. This bird song resounds like the bell-adorned tall chariot that has been given as a token of appreciation for the receiver's skill in the court of the generous king Aai. The Lord comes from such a shore filled with coolness. O pitiless bard, you have come here as his messenger, you who sings in accordance to the benefits to be received. The humble words from your tongue cannot remove the cloud of pining that spreads on the crescent-like forehead of this young maiden with beautiful forearms adorned with bright bangles. This lady has lost her fine beauty on that fragrant shore where the flowers of the Punnai tree lie scattered about on the noble flowers of the Nyalal." With these words, the confidant conveys that the messenger's words were of no avail and it's the man who must return and make amends. Time to unpack hidden metaphors and historical references. As the poem opens, the confidant beckons us to walk to a spot on the shore where a dark-trunked Punnai tree stands and she points to the curved branches of the tree. Peering, we find there's a white bird sitting there. Seems like a stranger, a guest who has come from a faraway land. Then we hear the bird making a loud call. The confidant turns to us and with her words transports us to another scene just then. It's the court of the Sangam king, Aai Andiran, one who has been described as the delight of every poet and artist in the kingdom. This king doesn't just shell out small sacks of gold when he's happy with some artisan. He gives them tall chariots adorned with bells. Researching, I learned that tall chariots were not the only item on his menu of disbursal. Seems the king was known to give away elephants as gifts to bards and musicians. Hefty compensation indeed. The confidant says the sound of those birds by the beach is akin to the sound of those gifted chariots adorned with bells. As always, she finishes by saying, "Such is the land of the Lord, but we know better." The reference to birds that sound like chariots on the roll is a metaphor to say that the bard's words screeches on their ears, reminding them that he says these words for the gifts he will receive from the man, and therefore they are without truth and feeling. The confidant then says that the man has sent the singer, and no matter how sweet and pleasing the words he sheds may be, they cannot alleviate the lady's suffering. The disease of pining has attacked the lady's forehead, and her bright bangles are slipping away from her forearms. She adds that the lady has lost her health and beauty in that seaside grove, where fallen flowers of the noble Nyalil lies together with the Punnai flowers. The stress on the adjective noble hints to us that this is a metaphorical reference to say that the man has given the attention to be accorded to the lady, to the courtesan, considering them one and the same. Thus, the lady is filled with ire at this treatment meted out by the man, and the messenger's words will bear no fruit in reconciling her. Seeing beyond those poignant scenes in nature and portraits of kings, we understand that the confidant is conveying to the man the right way to say something to someone is to say it yourself. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts, and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.